Well, it's time for Around Town with Mary Grove, where Dana Clark and I get to meet the folks from a variety of fine restaurants, bars, whatever it might be, where you get a chance to get some nice goodies on us and on Mike Fallahy at Mary Grove. And today, Dana, it's Gumbo's in Mount Clemens.
Yes, we have Jeremy Tate. He's the owner of Gumbo's. As you mentioned, Paul W., it's at 53 North Walnut Street in Mount Clemens, and their motto is everyone is family. So good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Jeremy. Good
morning.
Nice to be part of your family.
And gumbo is always good. What kind of gumbo do you guys have?
We have a, I guess you can call it, it's a meat gumbo. We don't put any seafood in it. I mean, if you want shrimp, we keep the shrimp on the side mainly for allergy reasons. So if you want shrimp, you put shrimp in there, but we cook it with andouille sausage, ham, chicken, green pepper, onion, celery, and that's about it.
I think one of the hallmarks that I've heard about Gumbo's right there in downtown Mount Clemens, downtown area, is that you're striving for delivering what we would call home-cooked meals to everybody.
Well, that's exactly what we do. I could truly say everything that we serve in the restaurant, I come from big family. I have five brothers and one sister. And my sister and I, we own the restaurant. And everything that my mother created for the restaurant, I grew up eating. So when I say we are a true home-cooked restaurant, I mean literally from my kitchen, from my childhood home, is what my mother is serving, because that's what she had to make, big pots of gumbo and big pots of jambalaya for everyone in my family. So, yes, we are a true home-cooked restaurant.
Now, Dana, do you like really spicy gumbo or just a little spicy?
Little spicy.
Yeah, and I think that this food then from Gumbo's in Mount Clemens is right up your alley, because as I understand it, Jeremy, your food is not too spicy, but can have a little kick.
Well, that's the thing. When we first started out, when my mother first started out, she did, the gumbo and the jambalaya had it was spicy. So, but, you know, we've been around for we're going on 12 years now. April of next year will be our 12th year. We've dialed it down a lot to where you could taste the spice, but it's not going to be overbearing.
I think that's important. I think that probably is the way a majority of people like it. Some people are going, going for the hot and spicy and whatever. But most of us say, yeah, I like a little kick, but don't kick too hard. Are you in the same position? Do you find yourself in the same position, Jeremy, of needing employees? Are you hiring?
As of right now, we are not. During COVID, we had to cut back on some employees, but as soon as everything started slowing down with COVID and things were starting to reopen, we were getting people coming in and asking if we were hiring. And, you know, that was the nice thing, is that we had people actually coming to us looking for a job, and we were able to fill every position that we currently have. But I tell everyone that asks, you know, we're not currently hiring, but please leave your name and number behind, because if something comes up, I'll call you.
I'll tell you, Dana, this may be the first restaurant owner. I mean, this really means we're getting kind of a sneak peek on turning the corner, because I think this is the first restaurant owner who says, no, right now I don't need to hire.
That's a good thing. How'd you come up with the name, Jeremy?
Well, the name came when back in, 2011, my mother was coming up with the idea of opening up a restaurant, and she was trying to figure out what should I call it and what's a good catchy name. And, you know, we were just spitballing and saying, well, Mom, you cook a good gumbo. Everyone likes your gumbo. Why not name it Gumbo's? And we just kept saying it, Gumbo's, Gumbo's, Gumbo's. And it stuck to where, we ran with it. I told her, Mom, go with it, Gumbo's. It's a catchy name. It's very easy to say. And,
Well, so maybe we should tell them, Dana, what our WJR listeners who are going to invest their time and effort to get over there in Mount Clemens. And we've got some goodies for the first 30 customers who mention Mary Grove when they go in.
And it's not gumbo. No, it's not.
I would have bet $100 it was going to be gumbo.
Is there other specialty? It's the catfish voodoo fingers on the house. Love catfish. I'm sure it's tasty. It's fried catfish sticks paired with dipping sauce to die for. Tell us about some of the other items on your menu.
Well, as far as appetizers goes, we do hush puppies. We have mac and cheese bites. We also do fried okra, candied yams, and you know, a couple other things, collard greens, green beans and garlic butter. But our catfish voodoo fingers, I got to tell you, my sister-in-law, Lauren, also works with us. She came up with this idea for the catfish voodoo fingers, and you know, we gave it a go for 1 week, and I got it's our top selling item on our menu. She came up with it out of nowhere with the dipping sauce. So I encourage everyone, if they come into the restaurant, to try our catfish voodoo fingers.
Isn't that something? And I love the story behind the story. So the first 30 customers who mentioned Marygrove, and you obviously have used Marygrove to enhance your restaurant. The first 30 customers who mentioned Marygrove today will receive an order of catfish voodoo fingers on the house. And as you mentioned, Dana, fried catfish sticks paired with some dipping sauces. I bet those are incredible. Real fan favorites. My mouth is already watering thinking about it, but it also gets you all set up for the main course there. At Gumbo's in Mount Clemens at 53 North Walnut Street, right basically in the downtown area of Mount Clemens. And they're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 10, Saturday 12 noon to 10. And Jeremy Tate, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, right. Jeremy. Have a great rest of your summer.
Jeremy Tate, don't say it like it's over, the owner of Gumbo's, as we continue on WJR at 844. And final words from Professor Peter Trombor from Oakland University. Stay with us.